With your connections and your money, you can get the best lawyers in the state, she went on. Bobby will walk away from this with a slap on the wrist. It's not right, but it's a fact, and we both know it. Your son will walk, just like the other times. But not unless he comes in voluntarily.
So you say, Acosta said. But life is uncertain. And however it goes, I have still sold out my son.
And he glared at me again.
For a sound bite.
He looked back at Deborah. I won't do it. Mr. Acosta, she said, but he raised a hand and cut her off.
In any case, he said, I don't know where he is.
They looked at each other for a moment, and it was plain to me that neither of them knew how to give in. And it quickly became obvious to them, too. Deborah just looked at him and then shook her head slowly and struggled up out of the couch. She stood for a second looking down at Acosta, and then she just nodded.
All right, she said, if that's how you want to play it. Thank you for your time.
She turned and headed for the door, and before I could break the grip of the carnivorous couch, she had a hand on the doorknob. As I lurched up and onto my feet, Alana Acosta unfolded her long legs and rose up from her chair. The movement was so sudden and dramatic that I paused only halfway up and watched as she slid up to her great height and sauntered past me to Acosta.
That was rather boring, she said.
You're going home? Acosta asked her. She bent and pecked at his cheek. The huge diamond ankh swung forward and bumped his cheek too. It didn't open a cut, and he didn't seem to mind.
Yes, she said. I'll see you tonight.
She sauntered for the door, and after a moment, realizing I was still staring, I shook myself and followed. Deborah was standing by the elevator, arms crossed, tapping her foot impatiently. And evidently unaware that there was any awkwardness in the situation at all, Alana strolled right up and stood next to her. Deborah looked at her. She had to crane her neck to see all the way up to Alana's face, but she did. Alana looked back with no expression, and then looked away as a chime sounded and the elevator doors slid open. Alana went right in, and Deborah, gritting her teeth, marched in after, leaving me no choice at all but to jump in between them and hope I could stop the knife fight. But there was no fight. The doors slid shut, the elevator lurched downward, and before Deborah could even recross her arms, Alana looked down at her and said,
I know where Bobby is.